Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've done a lot of awkward second date updates on this show, but I don't know if anything will top today's because
really?
The dude that sent us an email said that he was set up to go on a date with his sister.
What?
No.
Yeah.
I think this is more than awkward. I think it's illegal. I'm pretty sure.
What's up, Rondahl? How are you?
It wasn't with my sister. It was by my sister.
Oh.
Okay.
That really changes things. One word makes a big difference.
I think I need to read the emails a little more closely
then.
Sorry about that. All right, so you were set up by your sister. That makes me feel a lot better about this whole phone call now.
And is it with one of your sister's friends?
Yeah, well, sort of. They met at night school. My sister, you know, goes to college there. And they just, I guess, became friends. And I'd hit it off because she liked puzzles and I like puzzles. And
okay,
that's
so
really cute.
Your sister met another woman who is into puzzles. And she was like, you should date my brother because you're obviously a big puzzle guy.
Well, yeah, puzzles are awesome. I mean, everybody should like puzzles.
Yeah, and there's only like two of you under the age of 50 that are super into puzzles. So you guys are kind of meant to be.
I don't know about that. A lot of people are getting back into puzzles. It's kind of a cool thing to do now.
Okay. So it's like the coloring book thing.
I'm a bit ahead of the curve.
All right,
Rondahl. Can I call you Ron, by the way? That's short.
I prefer Rondahl.
I've never heard a name like that. Is Rondahl your first and last name, or is that your first name?
No, Rondahl's my first name.
Okay.
Is it like Randall?
So, wait, you guys.
I don't know. I guess we should talk about the date.
On his name. I want to know about his date.
Tell
his
us about
Rondahl. He didn't choose it. His parents did.
Tell us about the girl you were set up to go out with. What's her name?
Her name's Jamie.
Jamie. All right. So how did your date go with her?
We went to a restaurant. I was kind of nervous. I bought a new cashmere sweater.
Ooh, fancy, nice. Rondahl.
Yeah, it was hard to choose which one, but I did. So I'm excited. I'm getting to the restaurant, and she's there, and she's, you know, just my type. She's beautiful, but not, like, too beautiful. She's...
Don't tell me that you told her that. No woman wants to hear you're beautiful, but not too beautiful.
That'd be intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're both fives. And so it's...
Both fives, okay.
All right, so you consider yourself a five, and she's a five, so you guys work perfectly as far as looks go.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do the math, together we're a 10.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
A perfect 10.
What was your, like, opening line?
Oh, you like puzzles.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess if she's a puzzle enthusiast like you are, it's probably a good opening line.
So you like puzzles.
Nice to meet you.
Did it lead to good conversation?
Oh, yeah. Everything went beautifully after that. I mean, she lit up and we traded phones with each other and we both showed each other pictures of puzzles we'd done.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And that you both have galleries of puzzles on your phone.
This person
match.
Is meant for you, man. So how did the date end?
There was a small issue with the bill, but everything worked out after that, and we got it all sorted out. And
with the bill?
What happened
with the bill?
Well, just at first, my card had declined, but it wasn't that big of a deal because she ended up paying for it, and I just paid her back, so it was all good.
Oh, that's
okay,
good.
So you had cash, or you paid her back later, like Venmo or something?
So I ended up driving her home like a gentleman, but we stopped by my place on the way back so I could pay her.
Okay.
Okay, oh, cool. So you had money at your house.
You didn't think to invite her in at that point? Like, hey, it might take me a while to find this money. It's in my bed. It's underneath my bed.
She can help me look.
What?
Oh, gosh.
No, gosh, no.
Yeah,
I don't think
you.
That ever crossed your mind. All right, so you paid her back, and did you just drive her back to her house, and that was it? Did you end the night with a kiss or anything?
Oh, gosh, no kiss. No kiss, but it's okay. I like to become friends with someone before that happens.
Uh-huh.
I mean, kissing on the first date.
Yeah, I know. I'm risky like that, though, you know?
No, you're so cute.
So why do you think she's not calling you back then? If you guys are perfect for each other, you both share a love of puzzles, and everything seemed great.
You know, I keep asking myself that same question.
Have you talked to your sister about it, since your sister's the one that set you up and she's friends with her?
Yeah, she doesn't want to get involved in it, really.
Well, that's never a good sign.
Yeah, so I reached out to you guys because I just don't know what to do. You know how hard it is for a single guy to meet someone who loves puzzles as much as I do?
Yeah, I bet the dating pool is very shallow for you. All right.
It is.
Well, play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
If you guys can get her to go on a second date with me, then I'll give you all a free puzzle.
Nice. Well,
free puzzles.
Sweet,
dude, I'll do anything.
Puzzle.
You should see some of the things I've done for a free puzzle. All right, this is going to be easy. We'll get your second date update right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.